in this session is by Professor Dani Bulutucci from Hokkaido University, and he will talk on the problems of orthography implications of new language. Please.
My name is Itsuji Tangiku. I'm from Hokkaido Island of Japan. I'm an associate professor of the Center of Ainu and Indigenous Studies. It is a research center of Hokkaido University. Wako University printed my belonging. It is printed Wako University. It is my old belonging. Now, I would like to begin my presentation about problem of orthography on publication of new language. Topics is new language, problem of alphabet, problem of orthography, individual writing systems in Sakhalin, revised orthography edition of a version of Sakhalin dialect from 2005. Point is this. There were many writing systems in from 1979 to 2004, orthography of Amu dialect with using Russian syllabic character ya, yu, yo, and individual writing systems of Sakhalin dialect with ya, yu, yo, and last one is orthography of Sakhalin dialect without ya, yu, yo. And now orthography of Sakhalin dialect unified to Amu dialect in 2005, actually. This is the map of Russian Federation. Nif people is an ethnic minority that has been lived traditionally in the Russian Far East, Sakhalin Island, and other places. This is the Russian Far East. These are the Nif towns now. The traditionally territory of Nif people is from Lower Amur River to the northern part of Sakhalin Island. Their ethnic population is about 5,000. The number of speakers of Nif language is less than 100 now. All of them are elders, and this number is maximum one. Nif language is isolated and one of so-called endangered languages. Traditionally, they didn't write their own language. Nif language had not been written until Russians came. There are two dialects in this language, Amur dialect and Sakhalin dialect. Sakhalin dialect has two sub-dialects, northern sub-dialect and southern sub-dialect. Nowadays, almost all of the speakers are bilingual with Russian language. That means they know Russian orthography very well. This is a consonant table of Nif language. Red ones are special ones. Nif language has more consonants than Russian, so several special characters are needed to write Nif language. This was the problem of alphabet. In 1925, Latin-based orthography was made and alphabet was made. Some Nif textbooks were published with that. Mathematics, literature, and so on. These textbooks were written only in Amur dialect and not in Sakhalin dialect. So speakers of Sakhalin dialect were educated with these textbooks written in Amur dialect, different ones. At that time, analyze of Nif phonetic system was not sufficient, not correct, and this alphabet was not sufficient. It didn't have characters for these phonemes. These three phonemes. And in 1930s, the Latin-based orthography was abolished. Former Soviet Union determined to make a new Cyrillic-based orthography. Soviet Union didn't want to make new special characters to write new consonants, so-called. In 1950s, linguists used two characters for each phoneme that seemed not to be Russian-like. Like this. This orthography was merely used in publication. And in 1965, Chernev, Taksami, and Savelyeva published Russian new dictionary using Cyrillic-based alphabet, new alphabet. They used several original characters. They also published a new Russian dictionary in 1970 with the same alphabet. But this alphabet was not adopted as an official new alphabet, as the official new alphabet. Maybe because of using three Latin-based characters, these are. From 1950s to 1970s, new language was suppressed and not used in public. Any writing systems of new language were not taught in schools. Orthography had always existed, but very few people knew that. In this period, NIP society was rapidly Russianized. In 1979, new official NIP alphabet was made based on Cyrillic alphabet. Latin-based three characters were changed into Cyrillic-based ones. At the time, only alphabet was made, orthography was not established, and the publication of NIP language were very rare. In some schools, NIP language was used to teach hunting and fishing to children without textbooks. In late 1980s, in the period of Perestroika reformation, NIP textbooks for children were published. They were for learning characters, but in early 1990s, many new children already didn't understand new language because of Russianization. New language had already been declined for those new generations who didn't know new language. New textbooks were published to teach them new language as a second language. Those official textbooks had a problem on orthography. There were differences between the orthography of Amur dialects and the orthography of Sakhalin dialects, like this. These two dialects were written with the same alphabet, but their orthographies were different. Russian alphabet had several syllabic characters as ya, you, and yo. The orthography of Amur dialects uses ya, you, yo, while the orthography of Sakhalin dialect uses E and plus ya plus ya, and E plus U and E plus O. These syllabic characters are used with consonant characters too, like this. Amur dialect, ja, red ones, while the Sakhalin dialect, ja, like that. This problem is very simple. It is not complicated, but for elders it is very important. And besides, the orthography of Amur dialects is closer to Russian orthography, Russian language. Besides, there was another problem inside Sakhalin dialect. Sakhalin dialect textbooks were written in the northern subdialect. Consonants were voiced between the vowels in this subdialect, but not in the southern subdialect, like this. Igid and Ihid, Erlen and Erlen, like this. Not only like this. There are differences between two dialects' words forms. So. In 1990s, oil company Sakhalin Energy that occupied traditional NIP fishery places began to promote publications of NIP language. It became popular among NIP elders in Sakhalin Island to publish pamphlets or books about NIP traditions, their own traditions. Those non-professional writers were not taught orthography in schools because of suppression, so each of them made their own writing system themselves. Especially the southern sub-dialect speakers used unique ones. They used syllabic characters ya, you, yo as Amur dialect. As a result, almost all of their books were published in Russian language, not in new language. They wanted their books to be typed and published in orthography, with orthography, but nobody could correctly edit the manuscript. Now, I would like to present some cases. Three active non-professional IF writers, they are my consultants. This is a manuscript written by a southern sub-dialect speaker, Lidia Mubchik. She doesn't use special characters, so several phonemes are written by the same character, R, R, H, H. All are, R is in this dialect, H I H. They are written in H, are the same characters. And N, G, L. And she uses Ya, You, and Yo. This is original one. And this is a pamphlet written by a southern sub-dialect speaker, Raisa Agmina. She was it was made using PC, personal computer, and a small inkjet printer by the community library of Nogliki town. It is written in Niv language with a writing system that was made by an elder, Niv. His writing system is easy one, using Russian syllabic character, Ya, Yu, Yo. But the same problem, G, I, H, I, N, N, written in the same characters. Unfortunately, this pamphlet includes many mistypes because the editor, Russian, didn't know Niv language at all. This pamphlet was republished with the promotion of the oil company Sakhalin Energy, but only in Russian. this is a pamphlet written by a northern sub-dialect speaker, Nadezhda Tanzina. She uses official Niv alphabet. Her writing system is sometimes closer to that of Sakhalin dialect, and sometimes that of Amu dialect. She doesn't use Ya, Yu, Yo like, but she sometimes confuses K, I, K, I, H, I, K. And this is a newspaper named Niv Dip. That means Niv language in Amu dialect. It is almost monthly published. It means 10 or 12 times a week, a year. Most of articles are written in Amur dialect because the exclusive writer and the editor are Amur dialect speakers. Some articles are written in Sakhalin dialect with various writing systems because the editors doesn't know the former old Sakhalin orthography. There has been a difference in orthography between Amur dialect and the Sakhalin dialect, and there have been several personal writing systems in Sakhalin dialect. In 2005, Vladimir Sangi, he is a professional writer. He proposed a new orthography with syllabic characters, Ya, Yu, Yo. He himself has a background of Sakhalin dialect. He published his own text by the new orthography. The new orthography is close to the orthography of Amur dialect, that means individual writing systems of Sakhalin dialect. And now some publications are planned with the new orthography. Some editors in Sakhalin have background of Amur dialect, and they are familiar to the new orthography of Sakhalin dialect. Like this. conclusion. The new orthography of Sakhalin dialect unifies two orthographies and other individual writing systems totally. It is easier than old orthography for speakers who have used personal writing systems. Almost all of them are elders, over 70 or sometimes 80 years old. And inside the Sakhalin dialect, they left a problem between northern sub-dialect and southern sub-dialect. But it concerns difference of word forms among dialects, not of writing system itself. It is not thought to be needed any more assimilation. The point is that this new orthography is a kind of compromise from the side of Sakhalin dialect group. These differences have in background the regional conflict between many groups, so-called clans and families. So generally it is very difficult to solve this kind of problem among these new people. But this time, Sakhalin dialect groups gave up their own writing systems and make a compromise. It is a very rare and happy case. That's all for my presentation. Thank you very much.
Questions, please?